Now, it was a perfect time to look at this because on the show they talked about 40% of bananas being thrown away. Now, one of these, the idea of food waste and getting the best produce, and why are we using supermarkets to get these foods when maybe there's other places to get them from? Well, I've got Jill Bethel in the studio with me. She's known as the ethical grocer in Dulwich Hill, and it makes it a lot easier and less expensive to eat ethically sourced groceries through her shop. Hi, Jill. Thanks for joining us. I better put the mic on. Just come a bit closer there. Now, I was just talking to you off air about the ethical grocer and how it all started and where it all came from. And I think last night's show was something to maybe spurn people to think about where they're getting their food from. But can you tell us how it all began?
Well, it began for me with sharing a box of apples from Flemington Markets with a friend. Mm-hmm. And gradually shopping for a few more people. And it ended up I was shopping for about 10 people and thought, we should make something out of this.
You became the person that find the fresh organic food?
Not always organic, but definitely the freshest and, you know, as much organics as we can. Some of them are a bit up there in price, you know.
Sure. I think something that last night's episode of the show really showed was that the supermarkets are dictated by people's expectations on food, but that also, those expectations have been served by the supermarkets. Because
yes,
the supermarkets will service all of this fruit and veg all year round, making us think that that's, you know, we just get that all year round. But that's not how it works, right? I mean, food is made in a certain season,
absolutely,
is grown in a certain season, and then it should be sold in that season, not outside that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, apples are a great example of that. The first of the Australian apples of the season of 2017 came out about 10 days ago. Mm-hmm. And if you bought an apple before that wasn't organic, chances are it was 8 to 10 months old and been kept at perfect temperature. And, you know, that's how you can have apples all year round. But
People really should be thinking about not buying fruit that's out of season or fruit and veggies that's out of season. Do you think that people should be just more conscious of what season fruit and veggies are actually the best?
Well, it's very difficult. It's a bit of a minefield out there. That's one of the other reasons that I started The Ethical Grocer, our little catchphrases. We read the labels so you don't have to, because it's a full-time job sometimes.
Yeah.
But I think trying to eat seasonal is difficult when everything's kept at perfect temperature. I've often thought that instead of having use-by dates, we should have a picked-on date. We should have this was made and packed on this date. And it really should be up to us to decide how long we want to feed it to our children. You know, and I think that might help a lot.
That's really interesting. And I think having dates on the, like you say, picked on dates would be amazing. And that way people might actually think about what time of year and which groceries they should be getting at certain times of the year. I think we think about winter fruits or winter veggies and fruits. They're the ones, you know, the root vegetables and a lot of the sort of homely sort of foods that you have during winter.
Yeah,
and then
absolutely,
obviously the berries and whatnot in summer.
Our berries can be winter things. Berries need a frost to set the berries. Raspberries and blueberries are really good at the moment.
Okay.
Yep,
I didn't
absolutely
know that.
And also a lot of leafy things that you think of as being summer fruits are grown indoors now, which is not always a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
There are some that you know, will have more chemical and be grown and forced more than others, but there's some really, really good hydroponics out there now.
That's interesting, isn't it? Because I've seen strawberries over the summer period. They were so cheap this year, but there were so many of them. I was wondering, what's different this year? Why are there so many more strawberries or cheap strawberries out there? But I don't know where they're grown or how they're done, but it seems like all year round now that you can just get cheap strawberries. And so are they being grown indoors? But I guess they are.
I think a lot of tomatoes, a lot of cherry tomatoes are now being grown indoors, and a lot of the lettuces.
Yeah.
Which should, by when all things are equal, mean that there are less chemicals being put on them because you're in a very controlled environment.
Okay.
So, you know, hopefully we'll see a little bit more information about what they're putting on it and where it's grown. Is it seeing the sun or not?
Now, The Ethical Grocer, you've got a store where you're selling, and you're selling the freshest and obviously in-season produce.
Mm.
Where do you source it from?
So everything that's non-organic produce comes from Flemington Market, which is all of Sydney's produce, basically. In the dead of night, those trucks come in on Thursday night, Friday morning, and it comes in from all over. There's a lot of people who have storage up there, obviously, and the market's on all day Friday, Saturday. They supply Paddy's Market.
Okay.
And that's where most of your fruit and veg from your local fruit and veg person will come from.
And are they from, I guess, New South Wales, or are they coming down from Queensland as well?
They're coming from everywhere. There were apples from Tassie last week. There were, you know, everywhere, literally everywhere. There's something growing everywhere in Australia at all times.
And so what you're doing is you're getting stuff from the Flemington markets, mm. taking it to your store, and then but you're selling up, shipping out boxes to people.
We are. We go to Flemington on a Friday. We also deal with a lot of organic suppliers because that's where people want to go. Mm-hmm. And it's you have to be very discerning there. Obviously, some things are so expensive to buy organically. Snow peas, you know, oh, yeah? Really, really expensive. You're looking at $40, $50 a kilo.
Wow.
It's a big ask, you know. But when you can get really good organic carrots that are sweet and crunchy and you can sell them at $3.50, that's a whole different ballgame.
Sure.
And then you start to look at which are the most heavily pesticided crops. And there's lots of information about that online. Celery and cucumbers, if you can buy those organic, that's the ones to look for.
Okay.
Avocados, not so many pesticides on them, spookily enough, so no incentive if there's a big price difference to buy organic ones.
Ah, so certain pests go for certain veggies, and they're the ones that need the pesticide. They don't need them, I guess, but is there an alternative to pesticides?
Vigilance and losing a lot of your crop. That's the other reason that organics are expensive, of course, because they factor in a much bigger waste.
Oh, I see. And we saw that last night on the show, how much waste the banana growers, for example, were going through. But for me, that was more to do with misshapen fruit and maybe the not quite being what the customer was expecting, which to me, I couldn't believe that they would actually dispose of that much fruit when surely there must be people who would buy that stuff. And when he went around and went to people in the street, they said, oh, yeah, I'd get that, I'd get that. Do you find that in your store, people look at certain veg and fruit and, you know?
Look, yes and no.
Yeah.
We celebrate all of the odd fruits. I have a young man, Duke Billy, if you're listening, who we send all of the weird-shaped carrots to. He names them. And if you're looking for a way to excite your kids about vegetables, you know, there's nothing better than getting them to pick odd-shaped vegetables. They don't seem to have any problem eating
You get those two-headed
fruits.
Carrots sometimes.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, all sorts of things. So we tend to celebrate the odd-looking ones. Mm-hmm. The problem is with things that bruise very easily, you know, organic pears are divine. They're so sweet, but if you just say boo to them, they're going to get a bruise on.
Right.
People are often funny about that.
Why would organic pears get more bruises than other pears?
They've got nothing to stop them from getting hurt. They're very delicate, and you've just transported them from goodness knows where. I think the last time I bought organic pears, they were from Victoria, not very far away. But you know, still, can't be gentle with them. They're so delicate.
Now, do you, when you... you give boxes, people order what they want, and then you give them a box.
Yep.
Do you, I guess, give them suggestions on what they could make, you know, seasonal sort of recipes or anything like that? Or you just sort of say, oh, here's some, you know, current fruit and veg, go crazy?
Well, we have put some information in the shop
on
that. And, you know, if we come across a recipe that's really good, then we pass it on. And we're hoping to get our website up and running in the next couple of weeks and get some information like that up there.
Cool.
I used to be vegan, so that's often tricky. To get enough flavour into your food and make it appealing. So I've got some good recipes there.
Well, that's the thing. If you get fresh and nice fruit and veg, they have more flavour. So they don't require as much other ingredients to make a really great meal.
Absolutely. Mushrooms are a great one. They look quite expensive, but I have a lot of people buying mushrooms now. And I think, like me, they just put half as many in.
I've been using mushrooms in stir fries instead of pasta or instead of noodles, because you know you get those skinny shimoji mushrooms and then they sort of have the same texture as a noodle, so I've been doing that.
Wonderful things, mushrooms.
I love mushrooms. Fantastic. So how can people get involved and find out your store and buy some stuff for you?
Well, we're along in Dulwich Hill at 417 New Canterbury Road.
Cool.
And our opening hours are on our website, which is theethicalgrocer.com.au. It's a little basic at the moment, but we're hoping that in 2 weeks it'll be...
Keep an eye. Watch this space. Theethicalgrocer.com.au, the website's going to be updating. But get along to the shop. It's a great idea. Lots of listeners from the inner west who might pop on down to the Dulwich Hill store and have a look.
Absolutely. You can sign up online at the moment if you want to get on our list and leave your details online. We'll get in touch with you and tell you how it all works.
Yeah, fantastic. And we'll keep watching. And maybe this show on the ABC will start spurring people to start thinking more about where their fruit and veg comes from and maybe not go to the Woolworths and Coles quite so much.
Well, maybe don't let them tell you what you want to eat.
That's perfect. Exactly. Thanks so much for joining us here at 2SR.
Thanks for having me.